Support for 30 Days of West Virginia Music is provided by Kinship Goods, proud supporter of DIY music and the arts. Locally shipped worldwide at kinshipgoods.com.
There's just so many bands we keep meeting just by playing out in Huntington and Charleston and stuff. And it's like, holy cow, I mean, you just keep finding them everywhere, it seems
so
like.
Many.
I mean, just like, and they're all like good. I mean, everyone is just like, you kind of see bands, you're like, oh my gosh, where the heck have you been? You kind of hate yourself for not seeing them sooner than that.
I'm Joni Deutsch, and this is 30 Days of West Virginia Music, a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting and A Change of Tune. Throughout the month of June, we are celebrating some of the folks who are making the West Virginia music scene wild and wonderful. And today, a youthful-ish band out of Huntington, West Virginia, with a funky, fresh, soulful rock sound. This is The Dividends. Can you guys introduce yourselves and who you are as a band?
Hey, I'm Alan Brown. I play guitar.
Hi, I'm Hannah Spurlock, and I sing.
I'm Heath Holly. I play trumpet, and I also sing.
And we're in The Dividends.
Whoa.
So how did you guys get started in music?
All throughout middle school and high school, I was like in the band program. So that's how I learned how to play trumpet. Vocally, I always sang, but I never really broke out and did it in public until like senior year of high school. And then pretty much the summer after that, I think I met Alan. Me and Hannah had done stuff before that, but other than that, that was about it for me.
I did musical theater since I was 8 years old, and I started playing keys when I was a freshman in high school, and then I started playing music with Alan when I was a junior in high school. Mm-hmm. At a bonfire, actually.
Yeah, and I started playing guitar, like, I think junior year of high school, which was 2007 for me. You know, I was in a band called Unlock, and it was hilariously bad. And I sang at the time, which was a huge step for me. But then I started picking up guitar, and that's been kind of the specialty from here on out there. And then I think the three of us used to play acoustically. It was just us and Hannah and I and Heath. And it was just one acoustic guitar, Hannah singing, and a trumpet. And, you know, from there, expanded to the full band idea.
So you guys were playing individually. How was it that you guys came together to form The Dividends?
So at a bonfire, I played at the time in a band called Fish Named Reggie. And I can't remember who's like, it was like a graduation party when there was
it
a
was
bonfire.
My graduation party.
Yeah. And so at the time we were playing, I was playing in a band called Fish Named Reggie. And there was a bonfire. So I sat down and Hannah asked, hey, do you know any Amy Winehouse songs? So I said, I think I know one. So I'm sitting there, start playing Valerie by Amy Winehouse. And I hear her sing and I'm like, holy crap, who is this? Like, I was like, never heard this chick before. And she's just phenomenal. So it was like, okay, wait a minute. What the heck? Where the heck have you been? So we started talking about doing open mics at like Black Sheep and Huntington there and just trying to come up with different cover ideas just to get out and play a little bit. And then she was like, well, Heath plays trumpet. And it was like, oh, holy cow. So, I mean, that's literally how it formed. It was just like, hey, do you know any Amy Winehouse songs? Hey, we're going to play an open mic. Hey, we have a trumpet player now.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, kind of just fell in our lap almost. It was like, we started seeing these pieces come together. So it was kind of silly to not utilize them. We you know, kept playing and playing as the three piece for a while there.
Were there any bands in the area at that time that were playing or inspiring you guys to play?
I was definitely inspired by Fish Named Reggie at the time. I mean, that was like a really fun kind of alt rock band. And it was the first time I'd ever got to play out and in a band that was actually, you know, playing at the V Club, for example. And that was kind of like, I was like, holy cow, this is awesome. I get to finally do this. And I mean, that was kind of my inspiration to keep playing at that point. And then obviously, when we did the three-piece thing, it kind of took a life of its own.
I mean, for me, when I start thinking about local bands that utilize horns, the first thing that comes to mind is Quiet. Sort of integrating that was sort of what brought that in for me. As far as songwriting goes, I've been on a big Ona kick whenever we start writing songs, so I always reference them for ideas and things.
Okay, this is going to sound really kind of like lame a little bit, but I remember my first time ever going to a Black Sheep open mic. They're not a band, but it's Elise Hunley and Gabe Smith, and I just thought it was really cute what they did. I just really liked it, and I liked the idea of it, and I think they're one of the reasons I wanted to start playing an open mic and things like that.
As a couple, too.
Yeah, I really liked it. I don't know. Like, I dug what they did.
Well, you guys are naming bands that, they're, for the most part, they're still playing around here. And it sounds like Huntington's music scene, it really is growing and getting younger people like yourselves interested to continue playing music. Do you guys feel that way?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The scene is like, we keep running into people now that's like, there's just so many bands that we keep meeting just by playing out in Huntington and Charleston and stuff. And it's like, holy cow. I mean, you just keep finding them everywhere,
there's
it seems
so
like.
Many.
I mean, it's just like, and they're all like good. I mean, everyone is just like, you kind of see bands, you're like, oh my gosh, like, again, where the heck have you been? Like, you kind of hate yourself for not seeing them sooner than that. Like,
yeah, like just in a year, like that, like we've only been together for about a year, I think. And just in that year, you've seen new bands pop up that are like making names for themselves. And that's really cool.
Cumberland is a good example of that. Yeah, there's a band called Cumberland that used to play as an acoustic act just like us. And there's only two guys. And then 3 months later, they have a full length album out with a freaking 5-piece band that is just like really kick ass. And it's like, man, that just came out of nowhere. And it was freaking good. I mean, it's like the scene in Huntington is just a breeding ground almost for just like all this talent that's just there. I mean, it's just crazy.
From your perspective, what is it that makes Huntington this breeding ground? Is it the resources? Is it the venues, the fans that come out? What is it that makes you feel like, yeah, I can definitely continue making music here?
Huntington is like one of those towns. It's I feel like not only in music, there's so many things growing as far as like businesses and everything. So it's like the town itself is just flourishing, and like there's been more venues to play at. I mean, there's a cool place called the Press Club in Huntington, and just all kinds of different places that allow musicians to actually come out and show their stuff. I feel like if those places weren't there, you know, you wouldn't have as many people popping up, because it'd be like a kind of a all the same people trying to get into one place. You know, there's so many different little places to play now too, that it's like, man, you can go anywhere and see music in Huntington at this point.
Yeah. I started going to, HMAF when I was in like middle school, and that's kind of how I started thinking like, oh man, I might want to do this one day. Just seeing people like that you can take examples from, and just having those already, like those people that are in your town that already have followings and names for themselves, and being able to take after that, like as long as there's something to like go for, there's always room for new people to come in.
I say like the music community, like everyone, I think that's the reason to like keep going, because like everyone's so nice and fun. And like we played a show like a few weeks ago with Friendly Fire, and like we all came together at one part and that at one point in the show, and it was just really funny.
Colton, like, Subtle just brought in that crazy like rap verse out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Just came up on stage with us. It was insane.
It's pretty much a big family in Huntington, I feel like. I mean, everyone inspires each other and kind of pushes each other in a way, in like a friendly competition, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's good too that you feel that way, because, you know, you guys are what, in your 20s? So for you to feel this hospitality and warmth and progress, I'm sure it must make you feel like I could stay here in this town and continue making music and not feel like I need to move out of state or I need to move somewhere else to succeed.
For sure, yeah.
Even on the worst of days, feeling all right.
You know, your debut EP is coming out this June, titled 25. Is that kind of the theme of the record? This kind of like youthfulness, this idea of the possibilities that can come about from that point in your life?
25 is one of the singles. The EP itself actually is going to be called Shakesy. And that's kind of a funny name, I guess, because we, for like the longest time, we wanted to be like a band called Alabama Shakes. We like took a lot of inspiration.
we referred to our first single as Shakesy, but then we named it something less obvious.
So the EP is called Shakesy, and 25, I mean, that's kind of been one of the staple tracks for me. It's like, it's probably my favorite song still that we play. I guess like the youthfulness for it is maybe in that as well. But I mean, the whole idea that, you know, everything's going to be okay, you know, from that song is like something that just kind of, you always can remember, or always something to kind of hang your hat on. And I don't know, that's probably why that's my favorite track there.
It's interesting how you guys started out playing covers, especially Amy Winehouse covers, and now you have, what, 7-song EP of original music?
Yes.
That's pretty great. Most people starting out would start relying more on the covers, and you guys were like, nah, for a debut, going to be totally original.
I don't know. We struggle with sometimes it's like, do we play covers? Sometimes you kind of have to, I guess, but we never set out to be that band that's going to, you know, play 3 hours of just hits. I mean, we wanted to have our own sound, and I think we're on that track at least.
Can you talk about the production of I guess, Shakesy coming out, the debut EP? Did this start up last year when you guys were in the recording process for it?
Was it last year that we started doing it with Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Jeffrey McClellan, who's actually a drummer for a metal band called Fever War. He's also a drummer for another band called the Dead Frets. He actually produced our first single, Ain't Been Missing You. And he did another single that's going to be out on the EP that we haven't actually released yet. But he produced those and helped us record them and did a bunch of stuff with us. But then once we actually decided to go for the full EP, we called up one of my friends, Marcus Stone, and he produced pretty much the rest of it except for the last song, which is sort of like a bonus track.
Yeah, I mean, Marcus really took the songs and like made them come alive. It was cool to record some of them because it was like, we play them live and you kind of get used to that, but then you hear them on a track and it's like, okay, yeah, that's kind of fall in love with them again after hearing them. And then the last track is a slow, pretty acoustic thing that we did called The Room. And I mean, it's taken a long time, but again, it's like a real representation. I feel like we all really mean what we say in all these songs, and to get them out, it's like nerve wracking because it's like you actually put your heart into this and now people get to essentially judge it.
So the EP's coming out this June. Do you have a set idea on a full-length record in the next year?
That'd be so cool.
For sure. I guess we haven't really got there yet. I mean,
putting a lot of effort into getting the EP out.
Yeah, the EP's been so so focused, but like we still have quite a few originals that are still in the works and that we actually play out live now that aren't on the EP. So I think. Think like, what is it?
I wrote one yesterday.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, like, there's so many songs that we have kind of in our pocket that we play out that aren't recorded on the EP that I think in the near future we can definitely do a full length. I mean, we kind of were weird about, keep getting questions about how long should an EP be, because we did 7 songs and we've had people say, just do 3 more and call it a full length, or just do 3, like a real EP. So
yeah, we've had people say like, 7 songs?
We're doing like a mid-length.
What?
Yeah, you need to make up a name for that. It's not an EP. It's not an LP. It's like a, I don't know, like
EBM. An EBM. Yeah, that sounds weird.
An EBM is weird, but that could it could work. You mentioned the effort involved in making this 7-song EP. What was the effort?
Not so much financial strifes, because we've used a lot of the pay that we get from our most recent shows to sort of fund all the printing and the production of it. We've got a good amount of merch coming out, but like just really just getting all that, getting it all situated, getting deadlines taken care of with all that, getting the release show booked. It's just, I guess saying it all in one breath doesn't really sound like a whole lot, but doing it and getting it done and making sure that it's all being done right is really painstaking.
Plus we have everyone obviously works, and then we have high school member, then we have people in college, and then, you know, John has a family. So it's like to get all 5 pieces rounded up and have time to do it all and in a timely manner, and you know, and then work around the people who are producing its schedule and everything. That was kind of like the trickiest part. I mean, it sounds like first world problems for sure, but to get this done, I mean, to get everyone's pieces together was kind of the biggest hurdle, if you will. But other than that, I mean, I think we knocked it out. I mean, I think we got what we needed to get into it, I think.
What has been the one thing in the last, about 2 years you guys have been a group? What's the one thing that's been like the accomplishment, the thing that you've been so excited about to tell people that the Dividends did this?
That's a good question.
For me, playing at Appalachian Power Park, we played at their Craft Brew Fest, and they like rolled out the red carpet for us. They promoted it on Rock 105, I think. And it was just, I mean, we had people in Charleston that would, when we played at the Blue Parrot, they were like, you guys are the dividends. We heard you guys on the radio like crazy. Like, we're excited to see you guys. And it's like, it's hard not to get a big head sometimes, but at the same time, people are getting behind what we're doing. And just to see that, and for people to say, hey, I heard about you guys, will you play our event? That's been like, that's every time I hear that, hey, I heard about you guys,
yeah,
or I heard you guys somewhere. That's crazy to me. I mean, like anytime.
Or hey, are you in that dividends band? Like, yeah, I am.
For me, I'm more just excited to get this music out. I feel like that's going to be that moment for me.
Yeah.
It's just being able to like hand people something that's like, in a literal representation of who we are, and then them liking it. People are already excited for it, and that's just awesome. Like,
the fact
crazy.
That people even know our song name sometimes when we play live, they say, play 25 or something. That in itself, that you even know the name of our song, that is still crazy to me sometimes. Like, don't believe it sometimes. It's just bizarre.
Based off what you've experienced in the Huntington music scene and generally the West Virginia music scene, what's your advice for anyone wanting to start out making music?
you got to find the right people to work with. Or, I mean, I guess if you're a solo act, I guess that's irrelevant. But, I mean, you have to earn it almost. And I say that as a band that's been together for a year and that still has a long way to go. But at the same time, we've been really busting our butts to get this stuff out into, you know, rehearsing like crazy, and like no one's just going to give it to you. I mean, you have to gain it, and you got to be nice to people. You got to be kind to people and be good. You got to just be kind to everybody. I mean, it's a big family like we were talking about earlier, and you kind of find what works best for you. I guess that's the best long-winded answer you could ask for.
What's one thing about the band that you think people should know but maybe don't know already?
Maybe ages. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ages.
Ages.
There's a big age gap in the band.
Hannah's 18. How old are you, Heath?
20.
I'm 26. Ashley's 23. John, our drummer. 48. So we have a 30-year gap between the youngest to oldest, but
wow.
I mean, it makes it like, I mean, that's just something kind of funny that we always tell people is like, not everyone might know that, but there's a pretty big age gap in between the youngest to the oldest.
But it's like really cool.
Yeah, like we all like get along.
Our songs appeal to so many people, and we get so many people out to the shows. It's weird. It's so cool.
How are you able to make that age gap work in your favor?
I mean, to carry John's oxygen machine, it's just a team effort.
I think we just all get along well.
John's a cool dude. I mean, he's in the corner, so you have to be nice to him.
So really just making sure that he has all the prunes that he'd ever want. That's
yeah.
No, that's not nice.
Hard time. It's like, I mean, it doesn't feel like 30 years sounds crazy, but I
it
mean,
doesn't feel,
it doesn't
like,
feel
anything.
Like it. I mean, we all can hang out and spend time. It's not like there's no oxygen tank involved. I mean,
yeah,
it's like,
totally. He breathes on his own.
Yeah, you guys are horrible. At least you make good music. It's okay. The Dividends' newest release is Shakesy. You can find their music on Bandcamp, Spotify, and wherever fine local music is streamed and sold. 30 Days of West Virginia Music is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting and A Change of Tune. This episode was written, edited, and produced by me, Joni Deutsch. Our associate producer is Nathan Thomas. Our digital promotions come from Josh Saul. Our theme was composed by Matt Jackford and performed by Montana Skies and John Query. You can hear more West Virginia music on A Change of Tune, airing Saturday nights at 10 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Follow us on social media. We are at A Change of Tune. And for more West Virginia music chats, make sure to go to wvpublic.org/wvmusic and subscribe to our podcast feed. I'm Joni Deutsch. Thanks for listening.